Also in the news today, Catherine, as you know, Pakistan. This is day two, or I should say day one, following the resignation of President Pervez Musharraf. And Pakistani leaders have apparently been holding marathon meetings in the capital, Islamabad.
Big, big questions about what's going to happen next.
About what's going to happen next, particularly to fill that role, but also for this fragile coalition government to figure out how it will continue to govern in the midst of facing very serious problems. We're going to go straight to the New York Times' Jane Perlez reporting from Islamabad. Jane, many thanks for being with us.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So it's the day after. What's the feeling there in Islamabad?
Well, the politicians didn't waste any time to getting down to what really divides them rather than unites them. For 10 days there, getting rid of Musharraf rather united them. Now today they're ensconced in a meeting to decide how and when they might restore judges who were fired by Musharraf and who are a very contentious issue here.
Now, in this coalition government, you have two strong parties led by two strong individuals. Could you break that down for us and tell us how they're getting along these days? Because they have, in the past, been sworn enemies.
One party is the Pakistan People's Party. It's got the most seats in the parliament, and it was led by Benazir Bhutto. Before her, her father, who led Pakistan for many years. So it is a traditional, rather working people's party. It is now led by Benazir's widower, Asif Ali Zardari, who has little experience in government, although he did have a post in her government when she was prime minister twice in the 1990s. The other party is the Pakistan Muslim League, and it's led by Nawaz Sharif, who was prime minister twice in the 1990s. So they are the two rival parties from the 1990s, and they're trying very hard to get along. But evidence today makes it look as though it is still very hard.
Because now they've got to fill this post of president that is largely ceremonial but had been looked at quite differently, as Pervez Musharraf filled that seat after having been prime minister for nearly a decade. It's really not about filling the post in terms of the substance of the person filling the post, but about who will have control over filling the post, isn't it?
Well, just to be clear, Musharraf was president for nearly 9 years, and as president he had, and when he was president he was chief of the army, so he had extraordinary power, and for much of his time was basically a dictator. The post of the president is what's in contention now, of course, and the question is, yes, which party will control it, and it's pretty much decided that the Pakistan People's Party, the party with the most votes, will choose to nominate a candidate, and that candidate will presumably be chosen by the Electoral College of the Parliament and four assemblies. But the new president will most likely be rather symbolic rather than a strong man like Musharraf.
Jane, this is Catherine Lanfer. What sense do we have of what kind of opposition either party in leadership would present to the Taliban?
Well, it's hard to tell, and of course this is a big question for Washington and a very frustrating question for Washington. The Prime Minister, who we haven't mentioned yet, is a figure from the Pakistan People's Party, and he visited Washington at the end of July and had lunch with George Bush and met the Defense Department, etc. And I think that, and he had a public session at the Council on Foreign Relations. And I think people in both the Bush administration and outside the Bush administration who are concerned with issues in South Asia were very disturbed because the Prime Minister, Mr. Gilani, had very few ideas of how to tackle the Taliban beyond saying, well, let's work together. But I gather his presentations and his ideas were very, very thin. And frankly, Zardari and Nawaz are really not interested in the tribal areas. They say they are, but they're not really. So it's an unanswered question, but a very important one.
Jane Perlez, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Jane Perlez reports for the New York Times, and she was coming to us from Islamabad.